Welcome to Vision Podcast, a podcast that explores news, topics, and information of interest to the faculty, staff, and friends of the Mississippi State University College of Arts and Sciences. I'm your guest host, Josephine Hannigan.
And I'm your host, Sam Califer. Today we are joined by Dr. John Bickle, a professor of philosophy here at State, as well as Dr. Jared Moss, a professor and the interim department head for the Department of Psychology, and also Dr. Michael Pratt, an associate professor in the Department of Psychology. We wanted to have these acclaimed guests on the podcast to discuss Mississippi State's new Applied Neuroscience minor and their hard work behind the scenes to make it all happen. So everyone, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Josephine.
For having us.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to have y'all on. I think neuroscience is one of those, you know, topics that everyone seems so interested in. There's so many cool things to investigate in that field. And so to start, I was hoping y'all could each introduce yourself. And then maybe in just a few sentences, tell us what exactly is neuroscience and what do you find the most interesting about it?
Sure. I'll start. John Bickle, professor of philosophy here at Mississippi State and also a scientist educator in the Department of Advanced Biomedical Education down at the College of Medicine down in Jackson. So let me first start. I'll just be brief here. The question, what in the world is a philosopher doing involved in neuroscience? Well, sure. I'm both a neuroscientist and a philosopher of science by training. I spent my time in graduate school. I got my undergraduate degree in psychobiology as well as philosophy. Spent my time in graduate school bouncing between two different programs and wound up finishing up in philosophy of science, but hadn't got a chance to do about 3 years of lab work at the graduate level in Norm Weinberger's lab at Irvine. And I've always just simply been fascinated by quite literally the way neurons work. I find them the most just absolutely fascinating cells at a molecular and cellular activity level. And that's what I stress in my introduction to neuroscience class. And then at the end of the class, we start talking about how you might put these things together to make them do all the cool things that brains do.
Yeah. I worked with you before. You're kind of in this in between, in the middle part of the Venn diagram of philosophy and psychology.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think
and biology as well.
Sure. And something like neuroscience, I think it's so cutting edge. We don't know even the questions to ask or things like that. So that's where philosophy makes its way in there.
It's also the point of just kind of like, you know, just looking at a particular science that is working at all these different levels of organization and just trying to figure out how in the world you can put a science together that's going to address as many things that we want to address about the brain.
Sure. Yeah, I think what you said, like having a philosopher involved in this is interesting. And that's what a philosopher does a lot of time. They can, you know, give an overview and think of the right questions to ask and even how does a field develop. So cool to have you.
That's what we hope we can contribute.
Yeah, definitely. So cool to have you involved. Jared and Mike, I would love to hear your take. What do you like about neuroscience?
Yeah, so I'm Jared Moss, in the Department of Psychology. And I think neuroscience is interesting because of, I think as John was saying, the number of levels you can look at this, right? So I tend to be more on kind of the higher level, like systems level cognitive neuroscience. You know, I got interested in this during my postdoc where I started to do some magnetic resonance imaging research, looking at how people comprehend, you know, in terms of reading comprehension. And so I think it's really interesting to think about how the structure and function of the brain, how it tells us about how people think. In my lab, we're mostly looking at kind of how people are learning, you know, in terms of comprehension or solving problems. But, you know, I think it applies generally to all of our cognitive theories, you know, about how people think can be informed by, you know, the structure and function of the brain.
Definitely.
I'm Mike Pratt, also in psychology, but in my initial career in undergraduate, I was a philosophy major and spent years talking about problems like consciousness and what is a thing. And fortunately, someone said, no, there's this other field and they're actually studying this. They can actually answer these things.
Yeah.
So I was very fortunate. I study vision. That is how we see. More than half of our brain is actually dedicated to processing visual information. And so it's really an important process in the brain. What I like about neuroscience is it's such a young field. So, physics has been around for 500 plus years. People have been asking questions about the brain for a long time, but it really wasn't until the 1940s and 50s when really we started to understand the most basic things. And now, 75 years later, we still only know the most basic things. There's so many open questions, and they're so relevant to everyone's life. It's just fun.
Yeah. Cool that y'all all come at it from a different perspective. You're like the vision. So literally, how does the brain work? Jared, you're talking about like how do people learn? And there is a physical component to someone's psychology. And so that's where neuroscience gets in. So interesting, a cool team to put this minor together.
Yeah, I like that too, if y'all had that background in philosophy, actually. I think that's a really kind of interesting overlap between the two. And so kind of going with that, how did the idea for this minor arise? Was there a need or a gap on campus that you're aiming to fill or that you saw needed to be filled?
Everybody else can jump in. That's a great question, Josephine. The day I got to campus in September, August of 2009, as an externally hired department head, I saw that there was no undergraduate minor or anything about neurosciences campus. And I had just come from the University of Cincinnati, where I had been the person that put together an undergraduate major in neuroscience
Sure.
to complement the graduate program in the medical school there, and the strong program in engineering, the strong program that, and so the undergraduate major at Cincinnati was the last piece missing. I got down here, I said, we've got to have something like that.
Yeah.
And I tried to, Jared was an assistant professor in psychology. There are some other people in psychology. There are people scattered around campus. And I thought we can bring all this together and have an absolutely cool program. And I just kept running into administrative barriers across college. And then when my friend Mike Lehman took over as head chair of the neurobiology and anatomical sciences department down at Jackson and offered me an adjunct position there, I said, okay. And I was just contacted. I've been teaching this honors course in neuroscience for a few years now, since about 2016. And I'd always ask, Jared or Mike or Adam Jones or David Vanderheever or people to come and give a guest lecture in the course, so students could hear about some of the absolutely cool lab work that's going on here at MSU. And that's when some more like Adam and David and some and Mike and Jared, and we all kind of said, maybe now's the time that we can finally get something like this together, because we've got kind of this, looks like this critical mass across colleges, and the time was right.
Sure. John, it's so cool to hear your passion for it. I could really tell, and that you have that experience. You started the major somewhere else, and you come here and you see that need, and you see it's all spread across campus, and so that's kind of bringing all the pieces together. That's so interesting. And so, yeah, like what does the structure of the minor look like? What kinds of classes do they take? Do they take classes in different departments and colleges? I would love to just hear about that.
18 hours. The students choose between a couple of core courses, and then they take another course in the neuropsychology core. Those will be everyone in the minor will take those six, at least 6 hours there. And then there's courses spread out from arts and sciences, biological engineering, computer science. I believe there's even a couple of classes from the vet school that are
Sure.
involved as electives for 12 hours electives of the minor.
Awesome. And Jared, I think it's housed in the Department of Psychology. Is that right? So how is the psychology department involved?
Yeah, it was, I think, an interesting discussion about where this should be housed because it is so interdisciplinary. And I think it ended up here just because a number of our courses were kind of in the core set, including The interesting course, John is teaching the neuroscience course for the first time, for beyond the honors section for the first time in the fall, which is cross-listed in psychology and biology, and taught by a philosopher. So it's cool. And so we ended up housing it here just because we're relying on a number of courses, but I think we also have some experience like working with some interdisciplinary minors. We've had a cognitive science minor for years, which is less on the neuroscience side, but it also involves some courses in like computer science and industrial engineering and these kinds of different topic areas that overlap a bit with psychology. And so I think it's a good home for it, and a number of our cognitive scientists in the department are kind of collaborating across units as well.
Yeah, I think the department or the College of Arts and Sciences is very big. We've got biological sciences, we've got psychology, we've got philosophy, chemistry, but there's all these other departments. There's biological engineering and other kinds of chemistry colleges or departments. So it couldn't happen unless everyone works together, just kind of pulling our resources and the classes we already teach and making a few new ones to make this cool new minor. I just think that's so interesting. But I'm glad that it could be housed here in the Department of Psychology. I think the College of Arts and Sciences is very interdisciplinary, and so, like you said, you have that experience. So very cool.
Yeah, I really love the interdisciplinarity of it because there's so many ways that you can approach neuroscience. And I like that it's not just kind of like you were saying, cognitive science is more on one side, pulls on engineering, but I like kind of having this philosophy, this understanding. But also because of that, were there any kind of challenges in designing the curriculum and saying, okay, well, we want to add this, but maybe not this? Like, how did y'all fully decide on what was going to kind of comprise this list?
I'll just say, I think that's the challenge and maybe the goal in a lot of these minors is to serve a lot of different students from different backgrounds. And so in developing the coursework, we wanted people from engineering and biopsych and biology to be able to take advantage of it. And like you were saying, what the large list of electives does is give people the chance to kind of fine-tune this minor. If they're more interested in the applied engineering side, they can take more coursework toward that. So yeah, a challenge, but I would say it's one of the features of this minor that we can serve such a variety of students.
One of the things we tried to do was just be as literally as inclusive as we could, just kind of thinking about where these students might come from who have an interest in the brain, and how can we tailor a minor to where it's not going to add, another year onto their coursework in order to get this minor. So that was, I think we tried to be literally as open as we could to everyone who had an interest in, had some interest in the brain to give their students an opportunity to earn this minor.
Sure.
Yeah, a lot of these courses and the electives are coming from like upper level electives in different departments, and so it was an interesting challenge to make sure we're like looking at the prereqs for these courses, and someone there you could plot a path through if you're a psychology major or if you're a computer science major or a biologist or philosopher or whatever it may be, that there's probably a pathway through here through that doesn't add the extra year and something like
Right.
that.
And plus we're dealing with, the College of Engineering, which and their majors, of course, are on very, very tight schedules because of all the certifications and things like that are required on those kinds of majors. So we really had to try to finesse that fact that some of these colleges don't have a lot of room for electives.
Sure. So cool to hear y'all talk about the planning. And I've been at the university for a while now, and I know that there's a lot of red tape and things move very slowly at the university. It doesn't just happen overnight. So very cool that y'all took it from an own personal interest point of view, but also there are all these requirements and technicalities that you do need to fulfill to get a minor, and y'all thought through that as well. And so just I know there's so much work behind the scenes that go into making something like this. And so it's really cool to get to hear about all that. And y'all were talking about it's very interdisciplinary. It's for all different types of students. You mentioned like some engineering students might be interested in this, which I hadn't thought of. So yeah, what all different types of students would minor in this? or would get this minor, and like what kind of careers would they go on, or like what would be the PhD that they would get? You know, what would they use this degree for or the minor for?
I would say it's really, I would say, limited just by people's creativity. There
Sure.
are so many applications of this. On the engineering side, you mentioned, just for example, state has an autonomous vehicle program, right? They do self-driving cars, self-flying planes. There's people in agriculture that build robots to kill weeds. And these are all problems of artificial intelligence that are intertwined with neuroscience. And you know, a lot of this stuff is new. A lot of the AI technology is new. But people in every field now, I think, can benefit from this. But for many years, I've been surprised, even within our college, there's a lot of pre-med students, for example, who would like to go on to be biologists, do neurosurgery, that have come from my lab and gotten to med school. There's a lot of psychologists that, you know, some of them want to be neuroscientists. We have several students from our program going to graduate school in neuroscience programs this year. And we also have students who want to do clinical neuroscience. And so they would like to learn, do the applied side of these things. And so, yeah, it's all over campus.
I was just like a number
Yeah,
of
go
our
ahead,
psych
Jordan.
majors have been part of this neuroscience club that was started a few years ago, and I think there's students from all over campus who are part of that club. I have a current student who's she's about to start the interdisciplinary doctoral program at Yale in neuroscience. But also, like even beyond that, students who aren't looking into grad school or anything, like I think understanding kind of how our brain works helps you understand like why we have certain illusions. You're subject to certain kind of illusions or patterns of thinking or something like this that, you know, I think is beneficial just if you're trying to learn or like know how people learn or behave in any kind of career you may be pursuing. So I think there are applications to this that don't necessarily involve graduate school, but yeah, we've had a large number of students who are going into doctoral programs, or kind of pre-med kind of.
And two other connections too. I mean, one has already been mentioned, pre-meds, and of course we now have the pre-med resource center that is being so helpful in getting people, into medical schools and into public health programs and all kinds of other things. And the Honors College. The Honors College, of course, is really trying to do its best to reach out and get its students involved in these kinds of things. And so we have a we often will have a number of people from the Honors College in all different kinds of majors. The ones that have been taking my class now, honor intro to neuroscience course in honors for almost a decade now, and they'd come from chemistry, they come from biology, they come from psychology, they come from chemical engineering. I mean, they come from computer science, they come from biological engineering. They really come from those whole gamut of departments that have some interest and some kind of focus on brain.
Yeah, just hearing you list those majors, I could think of like a random way they are each attached to neuroscience. You know, like psychology, obviously, but chemistry, it's like that's how the brain works is chemistry. So they could go on and make the drugs, you know, or even computer or software. I think there's a lot of the ways the brain is wired is similar to the way technology is coming out. And so carry those skills over in an
You
interesting
bet.
way. So cool.
So, how do y'all hope that this minor will evolve over the next few years? Are there plans to extend the program to make it a major, different initiatives? And kind of like Sam was saying, one thing I think of is all these different majors in our college that could benefit. And like, would you think about maybe even creating a connection with linguistics and kind of a neurolinguistic side or communication disorders, kind of a little bit more on the humanities side that I think people may not think about as much that can also have a really strong tie to neuroscience?
I'm looking forward to seeing this grow. I mean, just in the first month or so after we've gotten this like approved and so on, we posted a kind of an interest, you know, survey or, you know, form on our website, on the psychology department's website, so we could accumulate information about people interested in our different minors, including the new applied neuroscience minor. We've got a number of responses so far. Students like looking to complete the minor. I think it's relatively easy for them to, add them to different majors, and so that's drawn some interest. We tried to publicize it a bit within kind of the advising community at MSU to do that. And so I think, just watching how it grows over the next year will give us a lot of indication about the level of interest. I think it'd be great if we could find ways of expanding and including these different disciplines, right? So I come from like, there's a lot of benefit to looking at a particular question or research idea from different perspectives, whether it be neuroscience, linguistics, artificial intelligence, even like anthropology and sociology kind of. And so many of these are within arts and sciences. And so, to a degree that we can kind of start to incorporate classes that take these different perspectives, or you have majors or minors that allow students to take courses from these different perspectives. I think that's very beneficial for students.
I guess I'll add too, a couple years ago, some students in my cognitive neuroscience class started the undergraduate neuroscience club here at MSU. And I was shocked that within a year, there was over 100 members of this club, and they were actually doing things. They would dissect sheep brains on the weekend for fun. And so I think there really is a lot of interest in something like that here. And so the next couple of years are going to be exciting to see how it foments.
Yes, agree completely. And also just kind of well, who knows? I mean, maybe we can get some resources to do things like bring in visiting neuroscientists
Sure.
to give talks and to and combine with the club and do things along with them to bring people in. So I can't wait. And I've been here for a while. I've been in academia for closing in on 40 years now, and but I'm as excited about this as I was, to implement that, be part of that neuroscience graduate program when I went to Cincinnati back in 2000. So
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, just so much hard work. John, I know you've been here for a while, and Jared and Mike, y'all too. I know there's so much work, but so rewarding to see it finally come to fruition. So if people can just now start choosing this minor, it's brand new. And so I'm excited to see how it grows. I think the interest has been there, and so this will prove it, and the minor is like the foot in the door, and it can be expanded in so many other ways. And so as we bring this podcast to a close, I would love to just hear if there's a student listening who they're not sure if the minor is right for them, but they're interested in neuroscience. What kind of advice would you give to them?
I think I'd go back to the neuroscience club that Mike mentioned, right? Join the club, go to a few meetings, see what it's like. I think they're the chance that you can take an elective on this list that fits in with your current major is probably pretty high. Take a course, see what it's like. And we also have, our academic coordinator in psychology, Jonathan Black, would be willing to talk to interested students to, tell them more about what, the minor, or talk to one of the faculty involved, whether it be like John and Mike or myself or Adam Jones over in computer science. Like, I think, that's one route.
I second both of those, and I guess I also want to emphasize just what a great job Mike has done with the Neuroscience Club. It's truly remarkable. I took about close to 20 of them up on a field trip last into last January to see the Neuroscience Institute up at University of Tennessee Health Sciences Center. To see a graduate PhD program that's dedicated to neuroscience, and the interest was super huge, and they loved the visit. And a number of them are already planning to go to grad school, and I'm thinking we got a number of others interested as well. And I hope to continue to do that because I've got a new collaboration going on with some people up there, and I'm hoping that we can make that an annual trip for anybody in the club or just anybody in any of these neuroscience minor courses.
Yes, I think that's always the best piece of advice is just reach out to someone or go to the club, take that first step. And, hearing y'all are obviously interested and would support anybody who's interested. But yeah, just so cool to hear about all the work. And I'm so glad it's finally booked, it's official. And I love what Mike said earlier, that it's only limited by your own creativity. I mean, a minor in neuroscience is never going to look bad, right? And then also what Jared, what you were talking about, to understand your own brain, sure there's academic and career advantages, but I took a few psychology classes like an abnormal psych, and it has always helped me, just kind of understand myself and people around me. And so I think neuroscience has that same sort of benefit. So thank you all so much for being our guests on Vision Podcast. So cool to talk to y'all. Yes, definitely. And for our listeners, if you have an idea for a podcast episode or have any questions about the show, you can email Karen at kbrown@dnas.msstate.edu. Thanks for listening.